This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody, and we are going to have a lot of fun over the next 4 hours. Matt Steinmetz along with Daryl the Guru Johnson. We are live at Chase Center, and we'll be here all day. The Golden State Warriors, the hottest team in the NBA, they're practicing right now above us, and they will be joining us, a bunch of the players, over the course of the show. They play Sacramento tomorrow. They're rolling, and Gu, today is going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to get a firsthand feel, probably, for the vibes of this team and how good this team right now is feeling.
Yeah, right now it's immaculate, Stani, and I just want to start the show because it looks like I disappointed you. You thought I was going to come in a sport coat or sport jacket. Evan Giddings told you I'd be in Warrior paraphernalia, and I am. I hope we can get through these 4 hours and you forgive me, man.
Oh, I just lost a bet early. I had Goo coming in dressed.
Why? Really? I've never wore a sport coat out here.
You've worn, you know what, come to think of it, the times you've worn sport jackets and a tie usually have a function after work.
There we go.
But Guru in his Golden State Warriors gear, and we'll have a lot of players for you, and I'm looking forward to it. Again, the Warriors practicing right around the corner. Corner upstairs. I think is they on this floor? Yeah, they're on this floor. So we're going to be joined today by Jerry Stackhouse. We're going to be joined by Buddy Hield, Gary Payton, Kevon Looney's going to join us, Moses Moody, and of course, we're expecting some guy named Steph Curry, who's on the verge of his 37th birthday. And Goo, let's start with Steph Curry
right
now, because the one thing that I think Warrior fans have noticed in a big way, especially with Steph, is ever since Jimmy Butler got here, he seems to have gone from a little bit forlorn, let's say, to something you would say. I'm excited.
Yeah, and, you know, it goes back to the Laker game. When we did the live remote, the watch party for the Laker-Warrior game at the Tipsy Putt, and you know I like shots. I don't even care if they go in, but he hoisted up 30-plus shots. And I do wonder at that time, Stani, did he know something? Was he hearing something? Because even then, we were getting like, man, he's being ultra-aggressive in regard to field goal attempts. And since that point, it's the Thriller album, because I'm calling him Michael Jackson, and every arena is the Apollo, and I love it, and now I just envision him as the closer to what this season may have in store. And you didn't ask me, Stani, but guys, when I turned the corner to go in the parking garage,
did you see him again?
No, I didn't see him, but my mind went to, what if we're here in June? Because we've been here in June. Stani, I went there for a second, like the TNT trucks, ESPN, every ABC, like that's where I'm at with where this thing can go.
I mean,
talk
it's
to
fair.
Me.
It's fair. If you want to go there right now, I mean, you can do that. The Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green right now are all on the same page, and this team is rolling, and it continues tomorrow. They play the Sacramento Kings right here at Chase, 7 o'clock. You can hear it all right here on 95.7 The Game. And the big news regarding the Warriors right now is that they expect to get Jonathan Kuminga back tomorrow.
Wow.
They're expecting him to practice right now. Then they get confirmation that he can go. And hopefully tomorrow we'll see Jonathan Kuminga back in the lineup after 2.5 months of being banged up with that ankle injury.
So you play D3 and you watch ball. You covered this team forever, Stani. If I were just to pose the question to you, which I am, what do you think Jonathan has learned about this team, if any, you know, being on the sideline for so long in regard to what his to-do list is when tomorrow night comes and he's inserted into the game?
One of the things I think he's got working for him, if he can frame it that way, is that when he left this team, he was a big part of it. And he was becoming a go-to option. He's coming back onto a different team right now. So he's going to have to adjust a little bit to what's going on right now. But to me, I look at that as a positive in this respect. If he were to be coming back tomorrow and this team were in a little bit of trouble, let's say that, maybe that puts more pressure on him and he tries to do too much coming right out of the gate. I think the way it's set up, if the Warriors attack this right and if Jonathan Kuminga attacks this right, he can come back. The whole onus won't be on him. He can slowly build small minutes at first, get up to medium minutes, and if things progress, maybe in 2 or 3 weeks, Jonathan Kuminga's fully integrated into this team. But I do think the nice thing for Kuminga is he's not going to be as relied upon tomorrow night as he was the night he was hurt.
I like that. And I'll tell you this, Donnie, that to me equates to less pressure. But something you just said, I'm on the other side of the street in regard to, had the team been struggling, I feel like the to-do list would be just be yourself. It can't get any worse. You've been struggling. It's not my fault. Now I'm here to kind of save you. But in life, Donnie, the old adage is, and I've done it, you don't want to overthink things. You don't want to overdo it. So when it comes to, you know, playing ball, I hope he's not overthinking it and he just goes out there and kind of is just the Jonathan Kuminga that he was before he got hurt.
Yeah, I mean, the way we always talk about Jonathan Kuminga, or at least the way I do, is I always talk about how young he is. At the same time, you got to realize he's been in the league 3 or 4 years now, so he's got the understanding of coming back onto a team that he's now watched for 2 months. And it's that fine line, Goo. You want Kuminga to be himself, and you also want him to be himself while also fitting into a winning environment. Part of that job is going to come down to what Steve Kerr does. But look, the one thing I would say is I wouldn't expect too much too soon from Kuminga. Mm. They have some time here before the season winds down. They should bring him along slowly. We all know Jonathan Kuminga's one of his better attributes is his athleticism. So let's ease in with that ankle and see if we can get him back to fully 100% along with, you know, premier conditioning. when this team starts playing really important games. Not that they're not important now, they are, but I'm mostly talking about the postseason.
Yeah, I get that. Let me tell you why I'm ultra confident, because it goes back to the acquisition, the new acquisition in Jimmy Butler. Steiny, it's been a grand slam in regard to Jimmy Butler and the other players working off of Jimmy Butler, and I feel like the team, every guy has in coach has come up golden. Why should that stop with Jonathan Kuminga?
Fair.
I could be wrong, but this is like the last, you know, question mark in regard to, hey, everybody's benefited from JB and his impact. I can taste it that will also bode well for JK.
Believe it or not, I'm hoping, well, not hoping, but what I think Butler is going to, how he's going to impact Jonathan Kuminga, it might not be on the court as much as in his ear, because I heard some comments from Butler recently. He's really looking forward to Kuminga coming back. He thinks he can help him. He wants to play with him. I think the first part of that will be to keep Butler in Kuminga's ear positively, because there's going to be bumps. There's going to be bumps in the road. The pecking order has changed for Jonathan Kuminga since he got hurt, and he's going to have to figure it out. Can he do it? Yes. It may take a little time, but the Golden State Warriors have a little time, 17 games until they start playing big, big games.
And I'm just a guy that can't make a free throw at Chase Center 2 years in a row, so JK would never seek advice from me. But what I would tell him, Stoney, real quick here, I know we're up against it, is I would hope you've been watching Jimmy Butler, just his game, his style, and kind of, you know, not emulate that, but take some things to incorporate that in your game.
For sure. For sure. And that's going to be another aspect of this stretch run to me that's going to be very fun. That's going to be very fun. And that is, we've seen this team with Jimmy Butler. They've obviously turned their season around, and they've still got Jonathan Kuminga waiting in the wings. And boy, if they can make this, if they can thread this needle with Kuminga and get him to be productive in maybe a little bit lesser of an offensive role, because Jimmy Butler's now here, who knows what can happen with this team. But this is going to be a great day for 95.7 The Game. Great day for this show. Great day for the station. Looking forward to it. We're going to have a lot of Warriors joining us. A couple things. I'm also going to say it's okay to scoreboard watch. We're at that time of the season.
Yeah, I like that.
Clippers lose to the Pelicans last night.
What happened?
That's good news for the Golden State Warriors. And listen, we'll be back. We'll be talking hoops all day today. 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the conversation about Jonathan Kuminga and how you feel like he'll come back and add something to this team. You are more than welcome. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types, they're welcome.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, we are live from Chase Center, and the Golden State Warriors, ladies and gentlemen, are rolling. They are in the sixth spot in the Western Conference, and like I said, it's okay to scoreboard watch, and the Clippers lost yesterday. And if you want to keep your eye on a game tonight, we've got the Timberwolves at Denver, and the Timberwolves are a team that is going to be in the neighborhood as the Warriors head down the stretch run, no doubt about it. But today we are at Chase Center. The Golden State Warriors are practicing right now as we speak. We'll be getting players in here after practice, and it should be a fun day because this team right now, like I said, Guru, is rolling, and tomorrow night, Jonathan Kuminga, the hope is that he will play tomorrow. If he comes through practice well, okay. Today, he hasn't played since January 4th. A game against the Memphis Grizzlies. That's when he hurt the ankle. So, Jonathan Kuminga, fingers crossed, will return to the Warriors lineup 9 weeks after the injury. But you know what? it might be the spark that pushes this team to the next level. We shall see.
Yeah, and we're all excited. We cannot wait. And it's funny, you mentioned the scoreboard in that game tonight between Minnie and Denver. This is the fun part, right, Stani? Whoever loses, yes. The Warriors are going to benefit somehow. There'll be a loser in that game, and they'll help you out either way.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm wondering from Warrior fans, as we look at these last 17 games and we're seeing the Warriors sitting in sixth, you know Jonathan Kuminga is coming back.
Yeah.
What do you think some of the challenges are for the Golden State Warriors? If to not only stay at six, but what would the Golden State Warriors have to improve on to make a run up the standings, to possibly leapfrog the Houston Rockets and get into the five spot? Then you get into five. Who knows what can happen? The other thing can happen, too, Goo, is you go on a little slide, and next thing you know, you're back to seven. But the way this team is playing right now, I mean, I'm going to bet they're not going to win 17 in a row heading home.
Okay.
But I do think they're going to win more than they lose. And the question becomes, how many of these games can they win, and how many are they going to have to win to get to wherever they want to get to in the standings?
No doubt. And I'm right in that same line with you, and I'll take it one step further. Stani, wherever they end up, what's happening right now, 5 in a row, 9-1 in the last 10, the bottom line is, if you let your imagination run wild, I'm not in. And I'm saying it like I'm part of the team. I'm not. But I don't care who they play. That's what's been the metamorphosis with this Jimmy Butler trade. Stani, I'm not afraid of any team. I'm not saying they're going to beat every team, but whoever they're slotted against, whenever that does happen, you feel good when you're confident about your chances. And I think right now, you know, with 17 left, we're here.
Yeah, and the bottom line is tomorrow's game against the Sacramento Kings is a big one from this respect. If you beat the Kings tomorrow, you essentially put them away in terms of ever catching you the rest of this season. I'm looking at the numbers right now, Goo, and I see that the Sacramento Kings are 3.5 games behind the Warriors. Warriors win that game tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That boom.
Night-night.
Yeah, night-night for the Kings. Maybe not for the play-in game, but the point is that'll be one less team that really has a realistic chance to even catch the Warriors. So you beat the Kings tomorrow, and now I think you can then start to focus on the Clippers and the Timberwolves, staying ahead of them, and then possibly leapfrogging the Houston Rockets. Though, I'm looking at the standings right now, Goo, and if you go start at number four, first of all, we can start at three.
Okay.
The Lakers, they've won 8 of 10. The Grizzlies are 4. They've won 3 in a row. The Rockets are 5. They've won 3 in a row. The Warriors, they're 6. They've won 5 in a row. The Timberwolves, they're 7th. They've won 5 in a row. So I think there's no doubt about it that teams are beginning to push right now. And the teams that are, let's say, 4 through 8, they've got to win. And they've got to win at a certain rate to either maintain their spot in the standings or to rise up.
Yeah, it's funny. And I go back to the crossover yesterday with Willard and Dibbs, and Willard bringing up the fact that, not that he doesn't like it, Stani, I'm paraphrasing, but is there too much positivity surrounding this team? And to me, again, I said it yesterday, I don't think so. I don't think they're peaking too soon, because good teams, there is no peaks and valleys, Stani. I just figure there's good and bad basketball, but for the most part, all we've seen is stellar basketball, and again, some things that need improvement, but I'm just like, I really feel this. This thing is getting strong. They're getting stronger and better as they go.
Yeah, I don't, for this particular team right here and right now, I don't think there can be too much positivity. And here's what I mean by that. They still have Steph Curry. They've got Draymond Green. They've got Kevon Looney. Those are three champions who've been through it all. They now have Jimmy Butler, who's made deep runs into the postseason. It's not like we're looking at a team that's young and upcoming that may possibly read their press clippings and start to think they're better than they are. This team knows who they are. They know the level that they're playing at. They know the level they're going to have to get to. So the fact that everybody around this team is on cloud nine. This is one team that I would never figure to get overconfident or to think that they're better than they are, if you will.
Yeah, no, I get that, and I want to throw this to you because we've been covering the team for a while, but how much credence do you give to a team that's done it four times that are at this juncture? And I can't forget, I'll call it the down times or the nervous times this season when they were, you know, when we just thought making the playoffs might be an achievement. Stoney, how much do you give the Warriors a chance from the fact that they know what it takes to get it done multiple times? Like, I think that means something. I can't tell you what, but I know it's got to go a long way for this run that they're about to prepare for.
Well, I think one of two things is going to happen. They're either going to win it, and we're going to say, look at that championship pedigree, or they won't. And then we're going to probably talk about the age and whether or not they wore down late in the postseason or even early in the postseason. You know, I think that thing works both ways. I mean, you want experience, but you don't want to be old. But I will say this, in the game since Jimmy Butler has arrived, the Warriors don't look very old right now. Now, there's still a long way to go, but yeah, they look rejuvenated right now. And I think it's just a matter of how long they can play at this level, not just the way they play, but with the energy. That's the thing that's going to have to keep up, and that's maybe where the young players come into play. Let's go. Let's grab John in Berkeley real quick. John, what's going on, man?
Hey, Matt. Hey, Steiny. Sorry, I keep calling you by your first name.
It's all good.
I just want to say one thing that people aren't talking a lot about Butler and JK. I just think that Butler and Kerr and everybody else would say, hey, Jonathan, play defense and rebound, and the offense will come. And that's what they need right now, just to fit in. Look what Santos is doing. I know I've said this before, but, man, I think JK is going to benefit so much. And just play defense, young fella. Get some rebounds, and you're going to get plenty of slashes and dunks and all that kind of stuff. So I'm fired up. Let's go, Dubs.
Yeah, it's hard not to be fired up. I know I am. I mean, I'm just thinking about this team a month ago before the trading deadline. And, I remember saying stuff like, well, if there's not a good deal out there, you know what, then stand pat. Mm. Make sure, see if you can keep this pick that they have top 10 protected. Maybe you get better as the season rolls along. But, I mean, if I'd known this was the alternative, obviously, I would have taken it, and I'm sure every Warrior fan would have taken it. And I think the bottom line is this. I don't think anybody thought, even the optimist, that this team would be doing the 180 that it's doing, even with Jimmy Butler. You could have been excited about Jimmy Butler. You could have liked the move about Jimmy Butler. But don't tell me that people thought that the whole thing would do a 180, because that's what's happened right now, at least. Can it change? Of course. But I don't think anybody could have predicted this kind of turnaround.
Well, I'll tell you what, you can't fall from the floor, right? And the Warriors were in the box, and we had major questions on what it looked like, the ambiance and the body language. So, and, the after-the-game pressers were taking, every little nugget from every other player. Like, that's kind of weird. Kerr mentioned to Willard and Dibbs at times that the confidence might be lacking. So, Stoney, I don't want to make it about me. I know I try to do that sometimes, but the bottom line is, if you were in that line not seeing this 180, then maybe you let what was going on with Jimmy Butler in Miami, the non-basketball stuff, which was major and why the relationship severed. But Steiny, I'm not calling him Kevin Durant, but he's a badass like that. He's another superhero that this culture implemented into theirs, and now this is what we have. And when you take a step back, are you really surprised, though?
He's better than Durant.
I won't get a fight here.
I think he's better. Let's put it this way. I think he's better for this team.
Well, Evan's looking at you with some big eyes.
I think he's better. Okay, I'll back off.
All right.
He's better for this team than Kevin Durant, because he's provided this team with about three things that they absolutely positively needed. Mm. One was competitiveness and kind of a fire. He's also brought confidence to this team. He gets to the foul line. it's no secret that this team now makes free throws, which is huge.
Yeah.
So defensively, he's a player who might not be as talented at that end of the floor as Draymond Green, but he may be every bit as smart as Draymond Green defensively. So, I mean, Jimmy Butler has absolutely been the catalyst for this turnaround. Now, you know me, I'm pretty cautious about a lot of things, and they're
You're
still
excited, Sonny. We love it.
Well, I'm excited about the fact that they're 11-2 with Jimmy Butler. Like, there's just no denying they've beaten every team they should have beaten. Do I think they can win it all? Sure, I guess they could. Do I believe they will? I mean, I wouldn't bet on it. Of course I wouldn't bet on it. But the reality is they've got action, and they certainly didn't have a lot of action before Jimmy Butler got here. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and Evan looked at you. His eyes got a little bigger, and our man R.C. Davis pulled up on us. He gave you a little look. I can't tell if that was about, because I don't want to make it, guys.
This team needed more than a scorer.
Okay. No,
and Kevin Durant is a scorer, great scorer. Yeah. Does some other things,
gotcha.
But he is not the well-rounded type of player that Jimmy Butler is.
And all I was going to give you in that regard is, you know, it was years past, Donnie, but Kevin Durant got you two chips. So the bar is set high if we want to do that. That's all.
I don't think the bar is any lower with Jimmy Butler right now.
No, the fact that they've already won two titles and went to three chips with Kevin Durant is my point.
I just look at what Jimmy Butler's done, and
you are right.
There's nobody right now that would say, yeah, I'd still rather have Durant.
Yeah.
There's nobody out there saying, God, I wish we would have gotten Paul George. God, I wish we would have signed Markkanen. Gosh, man, we could use Zach LaVine. We could use Vucevic. We could use Durant.
Fact.
For whatever reason, whether it was luck, design, necessity, they've seemed to have found the perfect guy for this team. I'll say it all the time, at least for now.
No, I love that, and that's what it's about, right? The best gift is the present, and right now this Warrior team is rolling. And, Stoney, I can't speak, nor do I have the intel from other teams, but just turn on the idiot box. That's the television. And everybody is watching what the Warriors are doing right now, and I have to believe, you know, they don't want to see them come playoff time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's where I
get off the bus.
No, not off the bus, but that's when I become a little bit literal, because both my parents are English teachers.
Mary!
It makes my mind wander to Denver, and I'm picturing Jokic, and he's talking to Jamal Murray right now and saying, boy, I'm a little worried of the Warriors. I mean, the other teams have fish to fry. I'm
Maybe
sure they're,
Malone will say something, something different.
I'm sure they're noticing the Warriors in the standings. But we'll see how it plays out. Jonathan Kuminga, the hope is he's returning tomorrow. And here's the one thing I would...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was thinking about Kuminga, that the adjustment that he's going to have to make, and that is when he left this team with the injury, I mean, he was their bona fide second option.
Yeah.
They were starting to use him as a second option, and heck, sometimes they put the ball in his hands and try to let him go to work.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to start when he comes back off the bench. He's going to have to be a role player at first, if for no other reason than he's not going to get a ton of minutes early. So he's got to, in a short period of time, go from a role player to something more significant. I don't know what it is. I don't know what he'll end up in the pecking order. But that I think, is going to be the key for Jonathan Kuminga. Fit in where you can get in early and
too
then
short.
Slowly start to grow and grow and grow and then find out where you are at the end of the season and what his role is, and hopefully it's dramatically increased from what he'll do tomorrow night against the Kings.
Yeah, and if I were to set, and this is why we love numbers and have some fun, Stoney, but if I were to set the minute total at 15, would you go over or under?
I'd say that's about right.
Okay.
15 sounds about right to me. The one thing I would say is that he talked about short bursts of minutes.
Yeah.
And when you talk about short bursts, then maybe we're only talking about 4 or 5 minutes at a time, and then you got to get him on the floor 2 times each half. Anyway, we can talk more about that, but right now,
we got
here's
the
first of many guests. Let's welcome in Jerry Stackhouse, Warriors assistant coach.
Look like he still can play.
In charge of the defense. And how you doing, Jerry? I've never met
great.
You, but nice to meet you. Thanks for joining us.
Nice meeting you as well, man. Thanks.
Absolutely. You know, we know that you primarily focused on the defense. Let me just ask you, how much is Jimmy Butler responsible for the improved defense? Like, can one guy really galvanize an entire defense like he appears to be doing?
Well, I think it's I think Coach talks about it a lot. It's connected, you know. Mm. Our offense has got a lot more connected, and now they're taking the ball out of the basket a little bit more, not running at us as much in transition, and we're getting our half court defense set. Our half court defense has been pretty good, you know, pretty much all year. It's just kind of, we got live ball turnovers and like some unexpected shots get to other teams, and that. But I think Jimmy has helped us there. Not that he hadn't helped us on the defensive end. He's still learning kind of some of our system and scheme things. And you know, he's done a great job. He has a great feel. But you know, when you talk about the defensive end, I mean, it begins and ends with Draymond Green. You know, and I just think he's been energized. You know, having another guy out there like Jimmy, you see improvement from guys like Moses Moody, who's kind of become our, you know, one of our defensive stoppers. We put him on the other team's best player. Brandon Pajeski, he's been in that category too. He gets on some of the smaller guards, and those guys, their improvement from the beginning of the year to now, it kind of all kind of, you know,
yeah,
come together at the same time, and I think it's kind of a combination of all those things.
We had the great Jim Barnett, when he was covering the Warriors, say, he told us to our face that Draymond Green was one of the greatest defenders he's ever seen. But Stack, walk us through what makes him? Is it his mind along with the physical ability? What makes him that great to where it's rubbing off on others as well? And, you know, we watch it nightly.
Yeah, I mean, I just think he's tenacious, you know, when he wants to be. I mean, I can only imagine him as a 25-year-old. I mean, he's still doing it at 35. And I just think the beautiful thing for me is Dre kind of allowed me to come in and really kind of implement some systemic things for us. And he's bought into it, and it kind of goes against his natural tendency to help everybody, you know, and do everybody's jobs. He's letting other guys do his job, and he's finding out that that's making it easier for him. But I still think that there's, like, you know, not too many people, and I think he's one of them. There could be a game where there's no coach, no game plan, and he could still go out and execute a pretty good game plan just because he sees everything. He's going to talk guys through it. So that's kind of been the beauty of it, of him just embracing all the new things that we're doing defensively and the drops, and where it's actually making his job a little bit easier. And now he's really able to pick his spots and be great.
Warriors assistant coach Jerry Stackhouse joining us on 95.7 The Game. He comes courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Jonathan Kuminga, the hope is you'll get him back tomorrow, if not tomorrow, probably very soon. And the conversation is centering on Jonathan offensively. What are the challenges that he's going to face defensively now? Because the way I look at it is he's kind of coming back onto a little different team than the one he left. How do you see Jonathan defensively on this team fitting in?
You know, he just gives us more just versatility. I think, you know, now we got a bunch of long defenders out there, and you can put a lineup of, you know, him, Jimmy, Dre, Gary, Loon. You know, I mean, that's a great switching lineup. That looks kind of like the earlier Warriors that started all of the switching, you know, that, you know, when they had Iguodala and Livingston and all those guys, and a lot of interchangeable pieces out there with Klay Thompson. So I think we see more of that now. I mean, I'm not, you know, like I said, the uptick defensively from BP and Moses, I'm not afraid to do a lot more switching now with that group. You know, we want to protect Steph a little bit, and we don't want to put our bigs in a bad way by being out on really quick guards. But, you know, when Dre's at the five, absolutely, you're going to see us be. And then I think JK just, he adds to that. He's a really, really good on-ball defender. I think he's, you know, because of his prowess on the offensive end, you lose sight of some of the things that he can do defensively. But he was really doing some good things for us before he got hurt.
Stack, so you played against Steph for 4 years. You also coached against him. Now that you're with him every day, because we've noticed a pep in his step since Jimmy has come aboard. But can you walk us through, has anything surprised you about being around the chef on and off the court now that you're with him every day?
No, I just think his attention to detail. I mean, obviously, his routine, you know, his steadfastness in doing that every day and making sure that, I mean, like I said, not one game on the road or anything that, I mean, people gather around early just to see him do his thing. And he didn't, there's not one day where he's going to come out where he doesn't feel it. The repetition is unbelievable. I think from the defensive end, he's always focused in on trying to see the pictures. He wants to see, you know, what's supposed to happen in his head. He doesn't always do what he's supposed to do, but on that side of the ball, but, you know, he more than makes up for it from, you know, bailing us out on the offensive end and the things that he do there. But, man, it's unbelievable to watch in person. I mean, I was on the wrong end of a lot of his flurries, you know, as a player, I mean, and as a coach, you know, especially in those third quarters. But now just seeing it up close in person, I mean, just some of the ridiculous shots that he makes and the confidence that he has to do it. He never gets rattled. He's seen all different types of defense where they, you know, shattering and 94 feet, or they're trying to top lock and they do all those things. And I just think he just continues to, I like to call it, work the game. He does an excellent job of working the game and eventually falls in his favor.
Jerry Stackhouse, Warriors assistant coach, joining us right here on 95.7 The Game. The phrase switch everything, you know, you look back at the Warrior championship teams, that's something they said they could do. They switched everything. On this particular team, do you have the personnel where everybody can switch on anybody, or if you do have a little certain personnel that maybe can't do that, you got to change when they're in the game? You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, you can switch everything with no matter who you have out okay. there, but it can you know be a trickle effect. Like you switch everything, and okay, you block their initial play that they want, but now they put the shot up, and then you got a 6'2" guy on a 7-foot center, and then they get it on the back end with an offensive rebound. So those are the situations that you want to try to avoid, some of those switches that are unnecessary. Mm-hmm. And I think that you know, kind of looking at the team last year, and I was kind of doing my homework, I saw a lot of that. I saw it was just, you know, it was pulling triggers, and it, you know, it didn't seem like it, but it hurt us on the back end. And I think that those are the things that we want to focus on, being in more coverages, executing those coverages, and when we do that, you know, we're pretty good. But like I said, it's sometimes in situations when you have that right lineup out there, absolutely it makes sense just to switch everything, try to keep everything in front, and you still got enough size to keep those bigger bodies off the boards.
Stack, we hated to see Andrew go. You know, he was a champ, came here and left a champ, but in came Jimmy Butler, and I can't lie to you, as I look at you, like, we can't ignore the fact that this team has been a metamorphosis. Can you walk us through, are you at all shocked that it's happened so fast, and what's the ceiling for this team?
Well, I mean, I think it's a lot of it is, again, just the ability to slow the game down, you know, get to the line. I mean, like I said, Andrew was, you know, great smile every day, you know, did what you asked him to do. I mean, I think I think it was kind of taken out of context, where I felt that the difference of, you know, Jimmy and Andrew, we were talking about small guards, and I didn't think that he guarded small guards really well, and it didn't. That's why I like to do interviews like this, where you got a camera in there, because, you know, you can hear the inflection and, you know, kind of see the scenario, as opposed to just taking off, you know, somebody leaving out the first part of what I said.
We don't do that.
Yeah, yeah, you know, but no, I just think that, again, like I said, Jimmy's still learning. I mean, he's, you know, when I grade the games, like, he's not grading out great yet, you know what I'm saying? Wow. But he knows how to do all of those things, and he's going to continue to get better at them because he's coming to a totally new system. But the other guys who were having those, you know, high kind of negative numbers early on, you know, it's supposed to be smaller at this time of the year. But, you know, we don't expect him to have all of the, you know, the understanding of what we want to do in, you know, 10 to 12 games that he's been here. But he just has a natural feel, kind of like Dre. I mean, they're going to do their own thing sometimes. And you have to allow them to do that. I mean, he has a great knack and a great feel of coming and knowing when to get his hands on ball. But when he doesn't get his hands on that ball, it tends to a negative play. And I'm going to document that and let him show him that, you know, you got to go get it.
Yeah.
You know, that's all. Like, we don't mind you being yourself, but when you make those calculated gambles, go get it.
Let me ask you this about Quentin Post. We know he makes threes. Defensively, has he been better than you thought? Not quite as good. A lot to learn. More advanced than you thought.
No, he's getting better. I mean, I think he's. I mean, he's a guy that you know, kind of when he closes out, he tends to allow the middle drives a little bit more, and we just want to kind of sift it one way, and not try to. We don't expect you when we do go 1-5 or switch, and I don't want him to feel that he has to guard a 6-3-point guard. I just want you to send them one way, send them to the help. And I think he's getting better at those things. He's getting better of trying to, you know, I think where he needs to grow more is like when things change in the game, when we have an in-game adjustment, making sure, and that's young guys in general. It's not just, you know, Quentin Post. All of our young guys, once, you know, team is hurting us with something, and we have to go to a, you know, make an adjustment, making sure that we can make those adjustments on the fly. He'll continue to get better at that. He has a, you know, kind of a habit of having his hands down, but he has to realize he's a 7-footer, you know, and you put your hands up and you go vertical. That's a difficult shot for a lot of guys to make over him, and not picking up those cheap fouls. You know, last game he had a cheap foul on a 3-point shot, and his hands were down. Like, right. if his hands is up. So those are just the little things that we'll continue to work with Quentin about. But man, he's, you know, he's a smart kid, and he'll continue to get better.
Stack, we have an ongoing thing on the show. We call it the file, as you mentioned. You said document, and technology is out of control. But I know you guys are busy. You got games every other night. But how much do you, you know, each game, do you go over with the players? Is it on the plane? Does that happen in game? Walk us through that when you say, you know what, I'm coming up with great
grades and we're watching so I can instruct and teach.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I mean, I get, you know, it's kind of a running joke in our coaches meeting, you know what I'm saying, how many clips I got to show. I got 30 every time because Steve don't always let me get 30 in, but I try to squeeze as many. He'd tell me I want 10, and I try, and I was like, okay, but I sneak in about 14, 15 to try to make sure that I'm getting those. But no, it's just one of those things that every game I got them, and I send them to them. They get them, they get that, they get their grades, they get the time stamp of all of those to where they can go back and watch those clips and see exactly. Because if they, like, if you feel like there's something wrong, my office door is always open. But
I love it.
But I think the best buy-in that I got is from, like, you know, again, our best defensive player, Dre, you know, Steph, you know, those guys are coming in talking about their grades, and it's contagious. And BP, I mean, here, as soon as he get his grades, he's something's always wrong with his grade. You know what I'm saying? He felt like he's and that's the beauty of it. That means they're buying in, and they come in and they try to make sure that they're positive the next time. So it's all about pride, taking pride in that side of the ball and making sure that I'm more positive than negative.
All right, so we're gonna get you out of here on this. Guru and I will have a lot of fun about the standings, and there's so many games in the NBA, and he thinks you live and die with every single game, and you know exactly where you are every single moment. What's the Warriors record right now?
I have no idea.
Oh, stack!
Yeah. That's one for me. That's one for me. 37-28.
Look at you.
Let me. And I saw Draymond the other day said he doesn't look at the record either. He just looks at the standings. But I want to play something for you. You've probably heard a million times, but we want to send you out of here with a smile on your face. Hit it, Rizzotto.
Stack him. Oh! Jared Stackhouse! He's incredible! He's awesome! He's ramming, he's jamming, and he's slamming! There he goes! Ram, jam, slam! Bam! Look at this, America!
I can't believe that was 30 years ago.
Man, unbelievable.
30 years.
How many times do you think you've heard it?
Oh, man. Every Duke Carolina game, man, they tend to show that one again, man. So, no, it doesn't get old, man. And big shout out to Dickie B, man.
He made some
great calls, and he's still doing it, man. Happy he's able to recover from the cancer stuff, man. He was big when I was at Vandy a couple years. He was always sending texts and stuff. He stayed close to the game.
He's a legend. Man. Is your boy Flagg the real deal?
Man, I don't talk about Duke guys.
Oh, yeah.
Not my boy. No, you got to ask Mike about that.
And we're not going to bring up what his mom said about UNC fans either. So we're going to let you skate today,
that's
Jerry.
Real. Yeah.
Hey, man, thank you so much
appreciate
for joining
it.
Us.
Yeah,
really appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the season, man.
Good luck. Thanks, man.
All right, Jerry Stackhouse, Warriors assistant coach, and he's got the defense humming pretty good right now. And,
documented, Stoney. That's like us doing a show to Basel Pelosi.
Yeah,
what are you doing here?
I'm imagining bringing Draymond in and saying, Draymond, you stunk last night.
But he says they welcome that. Like, they like that. And that's why Dre is who he is as a defender. Jimmy, too. Man, you got to love it.
56. Okay. 888-957-9570 is the number. You want to jump into the conversation, just talk to Jerry Stackhouse. And
looks good, man.
Yeah, he does, actually. I mean, I'm not jealous.
You
I
do,
just,
too. Yeah.
I just, he does look good. I thought it was interesting the way he said that some of the things that he now sees he can do with Butler and maybe even Jonathan Kuminga were some of the things that this team was doing defensively during their heyday when they went 1-5 and they could all switch all the positions. And, you know, if the Warriors are going anywhere this year, it's going to be because their defense has gotten better.
And it starts with, you know, it started with Pods last year, and this kind of goes to Kuminga's down. He knows what to do. He knows what he's watching. But now it's fickled down to Santos. Looney has always been a rock. It's Moody. The other night, the strip on Cade Cunningham, it's just like, it's not a flyer, but when you hear Jerry talks, Donnie, there is accountability on the defensive end. And I know a lot of fans think, you know, some of these players are so good. They're Elliott Ness, right? They're untouchable. But no, you'll get called in, And I got the video. It sounds like, Jerry, to show you, Steiny, you could have did this better. So I just want Kuminga to do those intangible things, and I know he can, Steiny. And again, he should fit. This should be a seamless fit for him. And I just really feel like I'm talking to you right now at Chase, you all, where sky's the limit for this team if they stay nasty and scrappy on the defensive end.
Yeah, I just think when, as it relates to Jonathan Kuminga, whom the Warriors hope is going to play tomorrow against the Sacramento Kings, Steve Kerr was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday, and they talked a lot about reintegrating Jonathan Kuminga. I want Steven Rizzotto to play HH36 on the expectations of when Jonathan returns, hopefully tomorrow night.
Yeah, so, I mean, it looks good for Thursday. That is the plan. We'll see. Just, you know, until the last moment, you never want to, you know, announce anything. But assuming he doesn't have any setbacks in the next 2 days, he should go on Thursday. We're excited to get him back. We're going to, you know, keep doing what we're doing. I'm not going to change the starting lineup. Excited to incorporate JK, you know, back into the rotation, and we'll see how it goes. He's, you know, he really at this point, because we're on a roll, because we're really clicking and things are, you know, the rotation's good, lots of good stuff is happening. He just has to, you know, adapt to us and come out and do the things that he knows are going to help us win, which is, you know, sprint the floor and offensive rebound. All the things, you know, that Gee has been doing, that Moses has been doing, that's what's helping us win. And so that's what I'll be asking from JK as well.
All right, so that was Steve Kerr yesterday with Willard and Dibbs talking about Jonathan Kuminga and what his role is going to be when he comes back. The one thing Steve Kerr said is short bursts.
Yeah.
Tells me maybe 4 or 5 minutes at a time. But, you know, this team, it feels like you could look at it this way, is they acquired Jimmy Butler at the trading deadline, and now they've acquired this young player, Jonathan Kuminga, 22 years old, who we haven't seen in about 10 weeks. All right, let's see what he brings to the table.
Yeah, and you know what I just thought of, Steiny? Tell me if it's fair or foul. I went back to the Dennis Schroeder trade, and okay, obviously Kuminga's a part of the Warriors and has been, right? But Draymond went to the podium, and he said, we're not asking him to fit in. We're telling him, do what you do. But this was different with JK. Yeah. The coach is saying, we need more of you know, what the other guys are doing. So I want to say that's simple, Steiny.
No,
if you're Jonathan Kuminga, but it's kind of like, no, this is what we need you to do.
No, I think that's actually a great point, is that when they got Dennis Schroeder, they were struggling, and they told Dennis Schroeder when he came here, you know, we want you to be who you are because we need a player like who you really are, which is a little bit ISO guy and can create on his own. But they needed that then because their offense was stagnant. Now everything's changed, and Jonathan Kuminga is coming back onto a team where, yeah, he's going to have to adjust a little bit.
Right.
But you know what? I mean, this is where it's, to me, it's not that hard.
Mm.
Go rebound. Go run the floor, defend your man, and then you let the chips fall where they may on offense. Let me tell you, what's going to keep Jonathan Kuminga on the court is more about, I think, what he does on defense than what he does on offense.
Yeah, and I guess at the end of the day, I'm not saying you said it, Steiny, it's basketball. He's got all the talent in the world, and now it's just about the compass, right? The basketball compass. What do you need to do to stay on the floor? And, Steiny, this is going to sound crazy, and for the people out there that say, oh, he can rebound more, it's not a talent issue. It's just about a will and want issue now. But if I were him, that would be something I want to work on or improve on, so I can send that signal to my teammates and coaches that I'm out here scrapping.
Yeah, you mentioned an interesting phrase, basketball compass. You got to have those, Goo, and I'll tell you why. I was watching another episode of Mountain Men last night.
Heaven.
And
good Lord.
One guy found himself out in the bush, long way from home, 5-7 miles. He made a rookie mistake. He forgot his compass. It started to get night. You know,
right.
It started to get dark. He was lucky. He found his original trail. But let me tell you, it's better with a compass. Jonathan Kuminga needs one, too.
Wow.
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, I bet Evan enjoyed watching your TV as he housed it for you with those shows.
Of course he did. He learned a lot.
Yeah.
All right. I want to play this sound from Steve Kerr's interview yesterday with Willard and Dibbs. HH37, this is about the challenge that Kuminga is going to face, not only coming back to a different team than the one he left, but a team that right now is very good. Take a listen.
That's the challenge, right? I mean, when a player of his caliber comes back, it's not easy coming back to a winning situation. It's actually easier when the team is struggling. The other factor here, I think, is, you know, last time JK played, which was 10 weeks ago, we were a completely different team. And so I thought he played his best basketball of his career during that maybe 5-6 game stretch just before the injury. But now he's returning to a completely different team. So he has to adapt to that, and we have to adapt to him as well. So, look, we all know the whole thing is winning. That's the bottom line is what is it going to take to win on Thursday night? And that's how I'm going to coach. That's how we're going to play. You know, I think there's no doubt that JK can help us do that. And as he goes, I think he's going to get more and more comfortable, and he'll have more and more of an opportunity to help us win.
All right, that was Steve Kerr yesterday with Willard and Dibbs. 888-957-9570 if you want to jump into the conversation. What are you looking for more out of Jonathan Kuminga, offensively or defensively? My feeling is this is going to be a little bit on the other end of the floor. We know what he can do offensively. I think what's going to keep him on the floor is what he does on the defensive end, but let's talk about it. 888-957-9570. Steiny and Guru from Chase Center in downtown San Francisco. We were just joined by Jerry Stackhouse. Plenty more to come. We're going to have Buddy Hield. We're going to have Moses Moody, Kevon Looney, GP2, and yes, of course, Steph Curry will be joining us at some point. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment was also brought to you by Public Market Emeryville.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.